Climate change will affect today's children at every stage of their life. That's one of the takeaways from a new study from the medical journal The Lancet. To talk more about the study and what it means for the Gulf Coast, reporter Travis Lux spoke with Dr. Jeremy Hess. Hess is a professor of emergency medicine, environmental health, and global health at the University of Washington, and is one of the authors of the report.
One of the takeaways seems to be that that children and the elderly are the most vulnerable to health changes brought about by climate change. How is that? Why is that exactly?
Partially because they don't have necessarily as much control over their environments. You know, kids go outside to play after school and may not have information about ozone levels in the air or pollen levels. Same thing with elders. They may or may not get warnings about extreme heat. They may be living on fixed incomes, and so even if they do have air conditioning, they're reluctant to turn it on when it gets really hot. You also may be on some medications that make it a little harder for you to deal effectively with extreme heat, make it a little harder for you to sweat. So by the time somebody else notices that, it may be too late.
I want to talk a little bit more specifically about local impacts. So I'm talking to you from the Gulf South near the Gulf of Mexico. And so generally when I think about climate change, I'm thinking about extreme storms and flooding and heat and that kind of thing. So how is climate change in a warm environment like the Gulf South, how is that going to affect people's health or particularly children's health?
Well, it will make a number of things that are already present worse. So it's already hot there. It's already humid. Heat exposure is a fact of life, but it's not just heat. We see more air pollution. We see more ozone pollution. We see more particulate air pollution, and that worsens people's lung function. We see changes in the ecology of infectious diseases. So mosquito-borne disease that brings us dengue, brings us Zika, brings us West Nile. The mosquito vectors are already present, but now the breeding season is longer, and we're more likely to see these outbreaks last, start earlier and last longer and affect more people.
I feel a sense of doom, and I think a lot of other people do too, about the future when we think about things like climate change. Is there anything in this report that suggests either A, what people can do, or B, gives a reason for hope?
Oh, indeed. Like you, I feel that way sometimes. I spend most of my time studying this, and it is quite worrisome. Doom is maybe, I think, a little too strong because we've still got a lot of options for turning things around. The report highlighted that, we've got an unprecedented opportunity to act on climate change and to reduce our emissions further, invest much more heavily in renewables, and those investments have an immediate, substantial impact on people's health. It reduces air pollution, it reduces cardiovascular disease, it reduces diabetes, it increases life expectancy, and those investments yield health benefits that, if you account for them, actually pay for all of the mitigation.
Dr. Jeremy Hess is an associate professor of emergency medicine, global health, and environmental health at the University of Washington. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
If you have questions you want answered about climate change, send them to WWNO, climate@WWNO.org. Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, and local listeners.